Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome. It is your show. You make the call. It's 337-8874. And we have Eddie Sanchez here from the Resource Center. Is that correct? You guys switch your name again?
Yes, correct. It's the Resource Center. Hi, I'm Eddie Sanchez, and I'm here to give some information.
From Behavioral Health Resource Center.
Behavioral Health Resource Center.
There's been a lot of changes for the Resource Center.
Yes, there have. I'll go into detail what we offer. Presently, we have GED going.
But first of all, what is the Resource Center? And who can join the Resource Center?
Resource Center is available for our clients who are members from Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and they need to be referred to our department from their psychiatrist, their nurse, their clinician. And we also accept referrals from private psychiatrists like Dr. Ring, Dr. Camacho, and at times we get some referrals from some private doctors depending mm-hmm. what diagnosis they have.
Okay. And the purpose of the Resource Center is to?
We're trying to get the persons or clients, consumers, to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
We want them not to rely so much on the community. We mm-hmm. want them to be self-sufficient.
Is that what they want to?
Most of them, yes. And our job is the ones that don't want to is to get them motivated to start changing.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that it helps the client or the consumer, but also the family too. Their families.
Correct.
That must be a really good help. A great.
Yes, because
good support.
Yes, because prior the families didn't see that. Through their eyes that we weren't doing enough for their sons or daughters or mother or father. And now with the actions that we're showing them, they're seeing that, yes, we can help. And we're getting positive feedback from the parents.
What kind of things do people with mental health disorders that come to the Resource Center, what kind of parts of their lives are lacking, or what kind of ways do you support them to grow and get some normality, I suppose?
Mainly it's their self-esteem. Their well-being. Most of them, like I said, they were satisfied getting their SSI check and laying in bed not doing anything.
It goes a long way in the state of California. How much? 700 something?
I think it's down
a month.
They were getting 927, and I think it's down to 840 with all the cuts this year.
Oh, wow.
So about 840, 850 per month.
About a piece of light bill in the valley, huh?
It would only pay my light
yeah.
bill.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's yeah. not enough at all.
So it's really a marginalized existence, ultimately.
Correct.
But with the assistance of the Mental Health Services Act, or known as the Prop 63, that passed in 2004, the Resource Center grew, and they're offering a lot more programs.
Yes, we have expanded through the Prop 63. I'll list the details, not into too much detail, but mm-hmm. tell you what we have to offer. We have GED, that we're in partnership with the Central Union High School District, and that's offered Monday through Thursday from 12:30 to 3. We do offer like one-on-one from 3 to 4, 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Our instructors there for 4 hours with us on a daily basis. We have, we're in partnership with IBC. We have two counselors that are dedicated to work with our clientele.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be coming over and meeting with our clients one-on-one to get them motivated to attend IBC. We have alcohol and drug classes going twice per day. We have one that's just in English and the second one bilingual, mm-hmm. 9 and 10:30. And we also have, believe it or not, we have some people that are referred that can grasp a lot of things. They can remember a lot of mm-hmm. things. And we have a group or arts and craft, which is quilting.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't believe the success that we have. We have ladies that couldn't do much, and they've already completed beautiful quilts.
Mm-hmm. What'd that do, their self-esteem?
Oh, you should see them smile. I mean, just you can notice it on their face that, hey, I've done something. Everybody kept on telling me I could never do anything.
You can handle those in the fair?
You know what? We've been talking about that. As a matter of fact, we have our meeting on the first part of October, the full staff meeting, and we're going to show them off then.
Another program that you have.
Yes. The most important one, I think, one of the important ones is we have IBROP that we just started. I think it was in July. It's a big partnership. And it's what the
and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, sure are. We're going to talk about the STAR program. And STAR stands for Succeeding Through Actions and Responsibilities. And they're with us 5 days a week. They come anywhere from 8:30 to, say, about 10:30. They run a group, and they meet with our clients beforehand and afterhand. They're doing excellent. I mean, at first I thought they were going to be a little scared, you know, of our clients, our clientele. They're not. I mean, they're excellent. So what I want to do, and I want to introduce two of the young ladies that do a lot of the work. First one is Norma Avila and Maria Pantoja.
Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Norma Avila, and I'm the Adult Development Specialist for Project STAR. And one of our goals that we have for this project is to help clients transition to the next step in their recovery. For example, by providing pre-employment classes, life skill classes, leadership classes, and then the pre-employment class, it's not getting them, our goal is not to get them a job, but get them ready to go into a job. Helping them with applications, with the resume, cover letters. Some of them may have difficulties filling out an application, and our goal is to help them fill out an application. Also for our life skills, we have a variety of different classes. We just had a movie night last Friday. We had about 14 clients. When we first started this movie night, we started off with, I believe it was like six? Mm-hmm. I think around there, and now we're up to 14. Very excited. We had a client that she would not come out of her house at all. She would not participate in the activities while she started attending our workshops. So we also have workshops at the El Centro Clinic and at the Brawley Clinic. And she's been going to all our workshops and now attending our movie nights that we're currently having now.
How did this, I mean, coming from, you know, when people come and apply for behavioral health, they have an expectation. You know, they're going to be working with the mentally ill or substance or people who have an addiction.
Or both.
Or both. And both, too. Now, you guys are coming from IVRP, Imperial Valley Regional Occupational Program, and probably did you ever think that, you know, you would be working with the duly diagnosed or just the mentally ill or substance abuse? How does it feel? I mean, just what is your view? Or
expectations versus reality. How
I mean,
well, I know IVRP has been trying to, get in collaboration with behavioral health. When I first heard about this, I was really excited to work with something different to help clients out and to achieve some of their goals that they have. And I know that some of them have this fear, and there's a lot of multi-diagnosis that they, problems that they might have. So for me, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. 337-8874 is the phone number. We're here with Norma Avila and Maria Pantoja. They are adult development specialists for Imperial Valley Regional Occupation Program. 337-8874, give us a call. Maria, what about your expectations?
Well, at first, I think it was the same as how our clients felt, maybe some fear of being on our workshops and in our activities. I think it was the same for us. You know, we felt some fear of, you know, exposing and working with them. But once we started, you know, it's just like somebody like us. You know, we work with them and we help them, and they help us understand what they're going through. And that has helped me a lot, you know, our expectations.
You mentioned, or Norma mentioned earlier, about their next step in recovery. When you went in there and you kind of assessed everybody and got a feel for this program and the participants, how profound were the needs? Were you surprised at how, where you had to start, either too high or too low, or what was really going on with these people that you noticed and said, man, this is where we got to go?
Yes, most of the results we got from, we have an ILP, which is the individual learning plan, and we do that assessment to all the clients in which we find out what level they are. And we have so many different levels in which they can be, as from so high to so low, and it's really interesting for us because we can work with various levels that they are, and through that we know that somebody needs different from somebody else. So that has
does it measure various types of things like education, social,
yes,
vocational,
their job
aptitude?
Experience, yes, okay. Job experience, education, and
well, it sounds like with stuff like movie night, you guys had noticed right away that there was a really need to kind of an ease of socialization.
Yes, again, okay. That's the big part.
Yes, and that's what we offer the movie nights. We also have other activities, like we've gone bowling with the resource center, and they have enjoyed that so much. And we even have the clients who have gone bowling. They're telling us, all the other clients, too, you know what, you should go bowling too, we should go again. And that has helped us a lot too, for our clients to tell other clients to come to the program.
And they just like watching Eddie roll those gutter balls.
Yes.
<Even bowl. laughs> So it's just starting to get them help, assisting the consumers, the clients, you know, getting them to be back, integrating them into the, being social and to the community.
Yes. And we also have some clients that are also interested in attending college. They have their high school diploma. They just have a fear of going to college because they don't know who they need to speak to, where they need to go.
It can be very overwhelming, especially it's grown so much and there's so many students.
Yes, yes.
Financial aid. Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Making their appointment with their counselor, with their financial aid.
Crashing classes.
I know. Before you would think if you got there, I've heard now that before, when I was going to school, and
like
I used to
crash. 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, right. you know, if you wanted to crash a class, you got there early, and most likely you'll get it. Mm-hmm. But now I guess what they do is they put all everybody's names, and the professor just takes out a name, and maybe it could be the last person that got there, and they get picked. So it's just, or there's no way. Everybody shows up, and there's no way you can crash.
So stuff that would be overwhelming to everyone.
That would be stressful just for me, just trying to get a class. Mm-hmm.
So our goal is maybe to take them on a tour to college, and so they could see what classes they could look into, counselors they could speak with, the financial aid advisor, just to help them transition so it's not as difficult to them.
And that's another reason that we have those two counselors from IBC that are just going to be dedicated to the resource center. They'll be here to talk to them, get them motivated. They'll help them with financial aid. They'll help them get in their classes. They'll help them with everything. And that contract was just finalized. I just received the copy. So I'm happy that's coming on board.
Yeah. Scott and I went to a training, and it was about with peer supporters, you know, working with peer supporters and getting them on board into the MHSA program as peer supporters. And we had to do some role playing, and I was the counselor. I was actually a person working at the college, and a mental health rehab tech was taking a consumer to IBC, well, to a college to get him signed up, and I asked all kinds of questions, and that the person that was playing the role as a mental health rehab got frazzled. Because, well, I used to work at IBC, too, so I was a counselor. So I knew everything to ask. Where is it? What's this? Do you have this? Do you have that? And they just lost it. They didn't. They
yeah,
know.
And that's one of the reasons that we're in have a contract with them, because they'll have, like I said, financial aid, getting their classes, getting their tests.
Oh, that is so great.
Yeah.
You have somebody just to do that. It's just, that helps out so much.
Yeah. And like I said, once IBRP, the staff, Maria, Norma, and then there's another guy that's not here, David, that runs the groups too. They'll tell us, you know, these guys are ready to go to IBC. Then we'll get them in contact with them. But during their groups, we work together that they have a group of 15 people or 15 persons, and we want to keep them all at the same level. Mm-hmm. Make sure that, you know, they're not, you got a high functioning and a low functioning, that it'll be difficult to work with. So that's one of the ways we work together. We'll get the low functioning set at a later date because it's going to take more work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working with the ones that are about the same level right now.
We have, Eddie said, we have the workshops in the mornings at the Resource Center, which is a two-month workshop. So we offer the pre-employment workshops during that time. We also have the live stream.
You're not stuttering. You did say pre-employment.
Pre-employment, yes. Yeah, because we're getting ready to
get them ready
get
for
information on how to fill out an application, how to make a resume. That's why it's pre-employment.
Mm-hmm. So just the very basics about
yes, it's basics.
Like probably a lot of them have never filled out an application.
Yes, yes. And
are you encountering that?
Yes, yes. Most of them have questions like, well, where do I put on the comments or what kind of experience? You know, so it's a big
oh, yeah,
challenge.
Because that would be an issue for them because you've got these huge gaps in employment.
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of red flag stuff almost
yes.
in applications. So
yeah.
Especially in a community with almost 40% unemployment,
mm-hmm.
you're facing
yeah.
quite an uphill battle.
Well, that's
yes.
hard. That's hard.
Yes. And most of them are also interested in, like, the life skills workshops, for example, budgeting or nutrition, health, and all that life skills.
Time management, I bet. Because,
time management,
you know,
yes.
Even for the people who are going to college,
yes.
it's like, when you study, how do you do this? And
yeah.
with mental health populations, you guys have to deal with stuff like med side effects and when you get tired and
yes.
when you're not tired.
Mm-hmm, and their symptoms and everything.
Yeah. How has that been for you? Have you been able to adapt your program to fit the special needs?
Yes, yes. And that's what we want to offer them, all of our services. So we have different schedules for our workshops. We have those at the Resource Center. If they are interested in going, for example, the movie night, we have it on Fridays. We also have workshops on Saturdays. So we want to make it available for them.
Who picks the movies? I'm
sorry. I know. Yeah, we're excited. I know when you go to the movies, is it where do you have the movie nights? I'm just
the movie nights are at our office located in Sperber Road, and we try to pick maybe like comedies in which they will be entertained. Last Friday we had a movie night, but we also had a game night. It was like movie game night. So those that weren't entertained with the movie would go to play the Wii or a game like that. So that would
wow.
be for yeah.
yeah
for
and board games are a lost art. I mean, board
yes.
games are a way of interacting and having something
yes.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I honestly, I almost don't like going to adult parties because there's nothing to do but talk.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot more fun if it was like Monopoly or something.
Yeah,
right?
I'd rather go to a piñata or something like that. yeah.
We also have yoga. Well, we haven't started, but one of our goals is also to start a yoga class.
Yoga. Why yoga?
Exercising class. Help the clients relax for relaxation, release stress.
Are you going to just buy a DVD or are you going to find a yoga instructor? Or?
We're looking into finding a yoga instructor.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And you would do this during at the Resource Center during group hours or when?
We're going to be having them at the Resource Center and also on Saturdays and maybe Friday evenings. We'll work around the schedule
at
Sperber
Road.
Uh-huh.
You know what? That's good because before that, the consumers would probably go to the Resource Center and then, you know, after that, just go home and do nothing. You know, just there were... And now you're continuing that and extending those.
And you're mentioning doing nothing. A lot of the clients that are attending our clinics, the All Central Clinic and the Brawley Clinic, they have told me they like attending our classes because they have something else
mm-hmm.
to do in the afternoon instead of staying home, watching TV, not doing anything.
Very cool. All right, just let's talk about it. It's top of the hour. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with more of IVROP's Adult Development Specialists.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Let's Talk About It, your wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valleys. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. Welcome back. Welcome. We have here Norma Maria Pantoja and Norma Avila. Got him. Yeah. they're working through IVRP, which is Imperial Valley Regional Occupational Program, in collaboration with Imperial County Behavioral Health. Wow, Resource Center. Wow.
Wow.
I know, it's a lot.
And they're adult development specialists, so there's like another 7 or 8 syllables.
But you know what? Let's just say they're adult, but they're also working with the youth.
Yes.
So.
Yes, we also work with the youth. We've had a class, when they were on vacation, we had a 1 week classes with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really good turnout. They were really happy. After the 1 week classes that we have on the Friday, we took them bowling. And really excited about going bowling. Some of them had not gone bowling
mm-hmm.
before. And then we had another class, I think it was a Saturday class, mm-hmm. and the majority, they came back.
What kind of topics do you do for the youth?
It's kind of different because the youth, you know, they're teenagers, yes. you know, they get bored easily.
You better be cool. That's
Exactly.
We try to make the workshops interesting for them, and we also try to make it something that they're going to be using through the rest of their high school education. For example, we have note-taking, we have time management.
Those are fascinating subjects. Can't wait to hear a two-hour lecture on
that. Yes, and we also have, we do a board game while we're doing the workshop. Well, not while we're doing the workshop, but just not for the first hour.
How do you make it fun? Note-taking. Let's make that fun. What do you guys do?
Note-taking. We have, a sample of a note-taking. For example, we did the Cornell note-taking, in which most of them knew how to do it. Most of them knew they would give their suggestions and opinions about how to note-take. And after that, we would play a writing board game. We had the categories, mm-hmm. which was really fun for them, and they enjoyed it, even though it was kind of hard to figure out the words for that.
And that's important because we have a high dropout rate here in the Valley. And anything that can help the youth, you know, just get that diploma. That's a major, because, you know, with a high school diploma, and then encourage them to continue with their education.
Yes, and then we also have the movie nights with them. So that way they're watching a movie, their parents know, okay, they're watching a movie, they're not out in the street.
Uplifting, inspirational, motivational type stuff?
Yes, of course.
No rated R, right?
That's another trick with teenagers is their interests tend to be a little more extreme than maybe adults would want to pick for a movie for them.
Yeah, and they also got to see and meet some of the other students from Imperial, from Brawley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Cause we're
how do youth get into this program? Is it the same type of criteria where it's a mental health condition or?
Yes. They get referred by their MERT.
Yes, their mental health rehab techs.
Mm-hmm. And then they send a referral to us and then we contact them.
337-8874, Norma Avila, Maria Pantoja.
Yes.
Adult Development Specialist for IVROP. When you went in and assessed the adults at the Resource Center, how many did not even have a high school diploma, like percentage-wise, like approximately like a quarter of them, half of them?
Most of them don't have a high school diploma.
Well, yeah, that's why. That's just good, you know, if they're getting these youth early and continuing to help them with their school, you know, getting the note-taking, the time management, study skills, you know, they have better chance of getting that high school diploma and not...
Yeah,
when
we look at kind of a normalized and successful and productive mm-hmm. and happy life, and you're thinking, you know, what's your baseline here? And baseline's pretty soon. It's going to be 4 years of college. So, you know, to start out without, it's really debilitating, I guess. The people who have done this, who have gone that way, and there's most of them don't have a high school degree, you must really have to do a lot to kind of encourage their self-esteem, I mean, because they haven't been very successful in most of the ways that we measure success in this society. How do you guys do that?
Yes, like, for example, one of the things that Eddie mentioned among the quilting. I mean, them completing a quilt, it gets them excited. They never thought they would be able to complete that, or they never even saw themselves doing that.
Oh, and homemade quilts sell for like $500. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that gets them excited. Also, some of them when we've done their pre-employment classes, filling out an application, mm-hmm. they saw an application and
I had no idea.
I don't know how to fill this out. I can't do this. And once, you know, we guide them through it and tell them, you know what, you do step by step, they're, oh my gosh, I did it.
So it's a process of kind of engaging them in tasks that are moving them forward and at the same time supporting them and then pointing out when they're done, hey, look, you did it.
Yes. And that gets them excited because they never thought they would be able mm-hmm. to complete an application or complete a quilt.
Mm-hmm. Did that lead to, it's like priming the pump, did they start trying harder and
They want more.
If they have their self-esteem, they probably their self-confidence goes up. And
well, you can be years of being marginalized.
Exactly. Wait a minute, I was able to do an application? Okay, what's next?
Give me more. What do I have to do to get your job?
Uh-huh.
So you guys, I heard you guys went to the beach. Tell me about that. Oh, you guys didn't get to go to the beach. Oh, sorry, I guess we didn't invite you.
But it was through the
maybe,
program.
Maybe next time.
Next time we might get to go.
So what?
You guys are going to Pine Valley. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, next time we're going to Pine Valley.
So take us through a regular day at the program then. Forget the really exceptional stuff. You show up in the morning, you walk in, what kind of stuff goes on?
Well, first, you know, we get everything set up, then we start going around the resource center, talking to the clients. Are you going to be joining us today? And most of them say yes. What we do, we try to match everything with what our curriculum is saying. For example, if we're doing employment, we're not going to do employment for one whole workshop and cover everything that day. So we try to separate on like pieces of it. For example, we have the first workshop would be pre-resume development.
Mm-hmm.
The next one would be a review of applications. Next one, communication and stuff like that. Once we cover the pre-employment, then we move on to the life skills and how to be social or stuff like that.
Does it take you about a week or so to work through a unit, or how long?
Yeah, maybe like 2 weeks. Okay. Yes, okay. Yes. We want to have like baby steps for them so they can you know, get the idea and of how to work in an environment that there's going to be more people, not only, you know, like a group of three or four.
And it's voluntary, but you're charming people to get them to come.
Yes, mm-hmm. and that's another reason why we the adult development specialists, we all work together. We all work with all the clients. We don't have like, okay, this is your caseload or this is your caseload. So we all work with all of them.
Was that a deliberate mm-hmm. decision? I mean, at some point somebody said, this is the way we're going to do
yes.
it.
Yes, yes.
Was it to make sure that everybody's kind of mixing and including? And
yes. Mm-hmm. So we all know about everyone, every client.
That's good. Life skills. I was interested. I was looking at the life skills section. You also provide healthy eating and positive appearance. How do you have like a chef that goes over there, or what is it? Because you know what Scott was saying.
I don't need makeup tips.
No.
Don't even go there.
But what Scott was saying is that, you know, people with a mental illness live, what was it, 25 years?
25 years less.
Because of their health, yeah, of their eating habits, you know, their lifestyle, and you know. That's not good. We want to get them up to par with everybody else.
Yes. We are going to be having a healthy eating chef or somebody that could, dietitian. We are going to be providing those services. We're looking for somebody. If anybody there knows.
Oh, there's an open call. Anybody out there.
Volunteer or is it a paid position?
It's volunteer.
Ooh. I know several good cooks in my department that maybe carve out some time to go over there. You know, it sounds like, but you know what it sounds like? It sounds like something would be really cool for maybe somebody, for example, a retired person who enjoys cooking and has a really good time and would like to pass that on and would like to share that with people who really need these kind of healthy eating skills to survive, actually. That seems like that would be real
public
valuable.
Health.
Yes.
Latro, remember? We had it.
Yes.
Yeah, she said, yeah, in the public health. They have awesome, next month is going to be the health fair, actually. Isn't it going to be the health fair, county health fair?
County health fair is October 14th.
And they have October 14th, and they have these free cookbooks that's English and Spanish, and it's free to give away. I have one. I've gone. The rest of you are there, too.
So while you're waiting for the chef to show up, how do you guys manage that? Because I think there's a couple different issues. First of all, there's some gratification in eating junk food. I mean, let's all be honest about
let's
that.
Let's not go there.
It tastes good and it feels good and it's you know, that's the whole reason it sells. It's not because of its nutritive value or anything like that.
Yes, and that's why most of our life skills workshop, you know, relate to each other. For example, most of them would go buy like something from Jack in the Box because it's a dollar and it's cheaper. So that's why we have a budgeting that will help them, you know, get better food, healthier food for less. So that's why all of our workshops will relate to each other in how to, you know, improve their life skills.
You bring up the other issue, and that is that people without much money tend to go in directions that aren't necessarily healthy with their food choices.
Yes, especially, you know, in this economic, you know, crisis that we're going through.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So you'll also have, like, yoga and, like, section techniques and anger management and stress. That's good. That's really good. We used to have yoga, but, you know, and that's, you have something like that at your perinatal program.
We do. We do. They are doing regular. They aren't doing as much movement yoga right now. We over in perinatal, they've got, I don't know, like 10 pregnant women, so it's kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
let's slow down on the exercise. They're actually doing meditative time,
mm-hmm.
where they're just sitting quietly with their thoughts and relaxing, and they've created a really inviting space in the corner of their program, and it's just a place for people to go and just sit and be quiet and be still and be at peace with themselves. So.
Yes, and that's how it will also relate to our workshop. You know, how if they're going through, you know, economic mm-hmm. crisis, then we'll give them some stress relief and budget their money so they won't be in so much stress.
Yes.
So two different ways. One first way is fighting the stress,
yeah.
the
yes.
immediate symptoms of stress, and then the second way is giving you a way to solve the problem.
Yes.
Nice. Nice.
Especially for people who have, you know, not as good coping skills. You know, anything could be a stressor for them and just throw them, you know, overboard, you know, over the brink. You know, just regular, you can say the normal, which what is normal now. You know, they can just go lose their job and lose their house. And that's major stressors now. And mm-hmm. put that with somebody that has a mental illness or and a substance abuse or both. It's just, it really affects them. You were mentioning about the applications. Have you also are learning them how to use computers? And because that's a major thing, you know, there's a lot of jobs now that you have to use, you know, a computer at some or kind of something, you know, is always connected to a computer. Are you also going to be teaching them computer
yes.
skills?
Yes, we're also going to have in those computer workshops that we're going to have. There might be on Saturdays. They're going to be on Saturday, and most of them are interested in not only learning how to use a computer, but going back and using some of the programs or how to install programs or download.
So you'll teach them also on the web and trying to get information?
Yes. Maybe related to employment and how to look for jobs online.
Will there be filters on? Security filters?
Wait a minute. Come on, they're adults. But the other thing I was thinking is you know, it'd be cool to have them do Facebooks or MySpaces
yes.
because that's kind of a mark of a modern networking. Identity.
Mm-hmm.
That and then they could all be each other's friends on there, and that would also be kind of a social growth area that might be explored.
Yes. Yeah, that's
yes,
true.
That's a really good idea.
You can do that for free. I won't charge you for that.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Well, and they could decorate their own space. I mean, in MySpace in particular, you can go in and actually use computer code to do a lot of very cool things. So he's combining computer
learning with
social demonstration.
Yeah, I think Scott is volunteering. He can probably go and show you how to do that.
Well, I am so,
we'll get your
you don't know how lame I really am at that. I a long time ago, figured out I don't really have to know anything. I just have to know who knows. And if I got that, I got it covered. So what other kind of things are you planning on the horizon? Because this is just starting, so
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's kind of some dreams for this.
How long have you been how long have you been on board with Behavioral Health?
We just started on July 1st. We started with the workshops on August, mm-hmm. In early August. And we have a lot of ideas. We have also community service ideas. You know, maybe going, collecting canned food or toys, clothes,
so
and food drive.
Service also.
Yes, good. Yes, and that's for all clients.
Restores self-esteem, shows them that they're valuable in their community,
yes.
Reduces stigma for the people in the community who see them performing community service.
Yes.
That sounds pretty good.
Yes, and we also we're going to have some leadership activities. For example, we might go to Big Bear Mountain and, you know, learn development and leadership skills.
While surviving the snowstorm.
And after that, you also learn how to ski and snowboard.
Is it like a ropes course? Or
yeah, there's going to be a ropes course. We might do those
what
for,
is that?
For the
ropes course.
What is
it's
that?
Like an obstacle course. For example, they can, it's like a you can go and climb trees and, you know, be like in the ropes, walk in ropes or stuff like that. They have activities, you know, group and group development.
And surviving these things that they never
yes.
thought they could do
yes.
again.
And this will be also like role playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's going to be the leader, who's going to be the follower, stuff like that.
So, is that something that you guys actually noticed that leadership was would be an important skill to help bring forth in this community?
Yes, and also by attending these other like the ropes course, it's a group activity. So how to work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to be the leader? Who's going to be the follower? Who's going to, you know, take in charge? We're also going to be having the graffiti cleanup.
And
that's always good. The cities will love you. And businesses will love you.
Also, assisting at senior citizen centers and maybe doing some artwork there for them. And we're also thinking about doing something for them for Thanksgiving, doing like a dinner or a luncheon for them for Thanksgiving too, and doing some arts and crafts.
Nice. That you know, exchange that. Exchange your Thanksgiving dinner for a volunteer chef. Because I think you're going to find some really good cooks. I mean, cooking was it's always been an art form,
exactly.
And even more so before it's microwave
social.
Ovens.
Well, it's cooking is when you're cooking social. You know, you can bring people together, and it's stress reliever.
Well, and it's the beginning of nourishment. There's lots of different ways to nourish, but if your body's not nourished, it's hard to do any other types of mental or spiritual nurturing.
Yeah, and actually, you know what? I was never really the cook, and but when I started cooking, you know, and it comes out good. And like, oh, let's try something else, you know, and kind of motivates you too.
So, let's go back to Eddie for a second. Eddie, if people are interested, I mean, if they're listening and they have loved ones or they themselves may be working through mental health conditions and they think that this might be a way for themselves to kind of get to where they need to go, what kind of process do they have to do to get involved in this?
I suggest that they go with their loved ones to their doctor's appointment or the nurse's appointment and ask for information and tell them, you know what, I heard on the radio that the Resource Center is offering this. I think this will be a good program for my son or my daughter. And at that time, they can make the referral. Like I said, we have a lot of things to offer.
And it's pretty much a day program? It goes from,
I open the doors at 7 in the morning, and we close at 5. But mainly our group start at 8:45, and our last group ends at about 3:30. But we're there all day, so whenever they want to get there, we'll be there.
So people with mental health conditions that can either be referred by their doctors or by their private psychiatrists, or if they're in the behavioral health system, they can be referred internally.
Yes, like I said, it has to be a psychiatrist through behavioral health, private psychiatrist, and we haven't seen any, since I've been there, referrals from a private doctor, private physician, but mainly, you know, from our psychiatrist and private psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got one, you
we will look at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So $5 coupon to the first private physician that refers.
It's coming out of your paycheck?
I can handle $5.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
How many clients how many consumers do you have right now in the Resource Center?
We have approximately 65, and they come and they go. We've been getting some referrals, you know, from some young adults. That when they come, they see a bunch of older people, and they say, this is not my type of, or my cup of tea or whatever. So we have like a revolving door, but we have a core of about 40, 45 that come on a regular basis. We average between 35 to 40 clients per day.
Wow.
And like I said, they're there from, mostly everybody leaves by about 12:30, everybody's gone except for the GED class. And so that's when we do a lot of the other.
How many got in the GED class?
Right now, I think we have 9.
Okay, good.
That's good.
And one thing that our instructor to Central Union High School is we have a couple that already have their high school diploma or may have also a bachelor's, but they haven't used their...
A bachelor's degree?
Yeah, we have one, but we have this young lady that has a bachelor's, but she was involved in an accident and couldn't remember a lot of the stuff. And so our instructor started working with this young lady, and she's getting everything back.
Oh, wow.
And so we'll do that through GED. We'll even, like I said, if someone wants to go to IVC and hasn't gone to school in so many years, I suggest that they go through the GED to get in the groove.
Get back into the groove. Yes, that's true.
So our instructor and Central Union High School, they're in agreement with that. Like I said, it's a good program.
Well, and you can make an argument that part of a normalized adult life is constantly learning stuff and constantly being engaged and curious in your world and making that a regular part of whether you're in school or not.
True.
It's always cool to be learning stuff.
True. Well, we learn something every day.
That's true.
So I think that's probably a nice little part of recovery, too.
Yes.
Cool.
What else you got?
Another program that we do is we're in partnership with the Department of Rehab, and we're really getting that off the ground.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, and we just had the contract signed, and those will be placing people that are ready to work. IVROP are the ones that say they want to work, but they don't have the skills. Department of Rehab are the ones that say, okay, I'm ready to go to work. So,
so IVROP is going to get them all dressed up and ready to go and hand them off.
Correct.
That would be good. That because, I mean, here in the Valley, there's a high unemployment rate, and that's to Department of Rehab.
Correct.
Well, and looking at supported work environments, that's probably a nice transitionary step to eventually work.
So for those people that finish your program through IVROP, Project STAR, they can move to DOR.
You know, the STAR, or if they want to go and get their education first, through us, the Resource Center, we pay for their books, we pay for their registration, tuition. I know that if they're receiving SSI, then they waive the registration. But that those two counselors are going to be awesome, I think, when they get there, and they'll give us a lot of
information.
It's
going to help a lot, believe me.
You guys need, like, a catchy phrase now to kind of describe all this new stuff that's going on. I don't know, your time is now, or get your life back, or something.
Once you get it, you can let me get it, okay?
You know what? You need to have something, like, big billboard or something showing off, you know, all the services that the Resource Center has, because it's just not anymore, you know, a place to just hang out. It's so many other services that you offer: education, employment, life skills.
We have flyers, but like I said, it might be a good idea to put in a flyer, in a billboard or in a paper or somewhere. So I'll talk it over with
Well, and we're gonna hold you accountable. We're gonna advocate for, as people are successful in this program, have them come aboard and tell their stories, because it sounds like a really, really heartfelt and thorough and you know, it's got so much potential.
Yeah. One thing that I wanted to add in regards to computer classes. Once we move to our new location, we're going to have a computer lab.
Wow.
And so IVROP and whoever wants to use them, you know, to teach your clients how to use them, in MySpace,
yes,
Facebook, whatever, that's going to be awesome. One third that I want to give, we have this one gentleman that didn't know how to use a computer. His family is from another continent. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And my staff and some of the other clients there taught him how to use email. He communicates with his family and nephews and nieces through email.
Oh, cool.
It's awesome. He comes on a daily basis now. So,
here's a success.
Yeah.
Now we can have to get him into, like Scott said, Facebook or MySpace, and then they can see the picture.
I don't know how to do that, sir.
Well, and honestly, there's some tremendous mental health resources online, and
yes,
there's also large groups of consumers and people working through their mental health stuff online.
Yeah, support groups.
There's a lot, even online support groups, though.
Yeah, I'm going to get someone that knows how to do it, because I don't.
Nice. So, thank you, Maria Pantoja. Thank you, Norma Avidas, our adult development specialist for Imperial Valley Regional Occupation Program. And Eddie, thank you for coming aboard today.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Any last words?
Well, if anybody was interested in getting more information about the program, we could leave the phone number, which is 312.
Pencils out, people. Hang on. Pencils out, people. Grab them. Pick it up. Find a piece of paper. Okay. Ready? Go.
Okay. 312-6622.
312-6622. All right. Easy to remember.
And if not, they can always call Mario here.
Because if you multiply 312, 3 times 1 times 2, then you get the 6s, right? And then at the end, you've got the twos, which is just repeating the end of the first part.
That's Scott. But, you know, he made it complicated, Scott, so you can always access for our radio listeners through our www.kxoradio.com and click on the Let's Talk About
Thank
It
you. Bye-bye.
Podcast, and you can listen to the whole show again. So, and the number will be there.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.